Task 5. You will hear the consultant talking to the patient about his operation tomorrow. For questions 18 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B or C. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers.
Okay. Well, I've had my meeting, and you've been all around the hospital having tests, so yes, it's all going ahead as planned. There will be 14 of us in the theatre, including the nursing team, so it's going to be a bit crowded in there. Mr. Evans will be calling the shots. He's another vascular surgeon, and he specialises in lung conditions. I've ordered 5 units of blood, just in case you need a transfusion, but I'm hoping that won't be necessary.
How long will the operation take?
It's difficult to say. It is an extremely complicated procedure, to be honest, and we won't know exactly what needs doing until we open you up and see the lie of the land.
I don't know whether to wait here or go back to the hotel.
Well, he'll be under for anything up to 10 hours, depending on how it goes, so I think you're probably best off going back to the hotel and resting once you've said goodbye. I know it's hard, but we've got your mobile number and we'll call you as soon as the operation's over.
Will I be able to see him afterwards?
I'm sorry, but he'll be transferred to intensive care as soon as he's stable, and it's hospital policy not to allow visitors for the first 24 hours. Plus, he'll be on a drip to ensure he's keeping hydrated, and there will be a feeding line as he won't be able to eat at first. So it might be rather distressing to you to see him like that, with all those tubes coming out. But don't worry, I'll be keeping a close eye on him as I'm on call all weekend, and he'll be receiving one-on-one care from a specialist ICU nurse around the clock. But you can definitely come and see him first thing Sunday morning.
Thank you.
You said before that I might have to stay in hospital for up to 6 weeks.
Yes, that's right, assuming there are no complications. But once we've decided you're fit to go home, we'll discharge you with all the medication you need. There'll be rather a lot, I'm afraid, and you'll need to monitor your blood pressure regularly. Your wife mentioned that you'd had a stair lift installed?
Yes, that's right. We did that for my mother who lived with us until she passed away. We kept it because we thought it might come in handy for us one day.
Well, I know you'll be feeling weak when you first go home, but do try to avoid using it unless you really feel you need to. One thing that will help you get your strength back is regular exercise. Nothing too strenuous, but a good long walk at least 3 times a week will do you the power of good. Anyway, we can discuss your future medication, diet and exercise nearer the time. I just want to assure you that if the operation goes well, there's no reason why you shouldn't live a full and active life for the next 20 years. Now, do you have any other questions?
Now listen again.
Okay. Well, I've had my meeting, and you've been all around the hospital having tests, so yes, it's all going ahead as planned. There will be 14 of us in the theatre, including the nursing team, so it's going to be a bit crowded in there. Mr. Evans will be calling the shots. He's another vascular surgeon, and he specialises in lung conditions. I've ordered 5 units of blood, just in case you need a transfusion, but I'm hoping that won't be necessary.
How long will the operation take?
It's difficult to say. It is an extremely complicated procedure, to be honest, and we won't know exactly what needs doing until we open you up and see the lie of the land.
I don't know whether to wait here or go back to the hotel.
Well, he'll be under for anything up to 10 hours, depending on how it goes, so I think you're probably best off going back to the hotel and resting once you've said goodbye. I know it's hard, but we've got your mobile number and we'll call you as soon as the operation's over.
Will I be able to see him afterwards?
I'm sorry, but he'll be transferred to intensive care as soon as he's stable, and it's hospital policy not to allow visitors for the first 24 hours. Plus, he'll be on a drip to ensure he's keeping hydrated, and there will be a feeding line as he won't be able to eat at first. So it might be rather distressing to you to see him like that, with all those tubes coming out. But don't worry, I'll be keeping a close eye on him as I'm on call all weekend, and he'll be receiving one-on-one care from a specialist ICU nurse around the clock. But you can definitely come and see him first thing Sunday morning.
Thank you.
You said before that I might have to stay in hospital for up to 6 weeks.
Yes, that's right, assuming there are no complications. But once we've decided you're fit to go home, we'll discharge you with all the medication you need. There'll be rather a lot, I'm afraid, and you'll need to monitor your blood pressure regularly. Your wife mentioned that you'd had a stair lift installed?
Yes, that's right. We did that for my mother who lived with us until she passed away. We kept it because we thought it might come in handy for us one day.
Well, I know you'll be feeling weak when you first go home, but do try to avoid using it unless you really feel you need to. One thing that will help you get your strength back is regular exercise. Nothing too strenuous, but a good long walk at least 3 times a week will do you the power of good. Anyway, we can discuss your future medication, diet and exercise nearer the time. I just want to assure you that if the operation goes well, there's no reason why you shouldn't live a full and active life for the next 20 years. Now, do you have any other questions?
That is the end of the listening paper.